Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's the man Talkers Magazine says is one of the most important talk show hosts in America.
We tell you over and over again that you're wonderful and you just don't get it. What's wrong with you?
He's Jim Blasingame, our Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. We got an outstanding show lined up for you this half hour because we got our good friend Rick Newman back on the show. Rick's a great member of our Brain Trust, columnist for Yahoo Finance, author of the new book Rebounders. He's got another one coming out that he's working on. He's teased us a little bit with it, and we're looking forward to it next year. He's our good friend Rick Newman. Welcome back to the show.
Hi, Jim. Always enjoy it.
Good to have you back. Okay, so you wrote an article this recently, just a couple, week or so ago, on income taxes, and you said that they're lower than you think. Now, is that you really believe that they're lower than I think? I just got through writing a check, Rick.
you're asking all your listeners just to turn off the radio, I guess.
That's right.
Well, here's what I'm talking about. The Congressional Budget Office once a year analyzed total federal tax burden, which is the effective tax rate, not the marginal tax rate, not the brackets, but the rate that everybody actually pays. And it's about 14% of your income on average. And everybody thinks, well, this tax burden we've got here is terrible. But in reality, the tax burden has gone down on every income group since 1979. It went up. It's up just a little bit in the last year on account of some of the changes in 2012. But the federal tax burden is very low relative to where it's been in the past. And it's also very low relative to other advanced countries. So for as much as we complain about paying taxes and what we get for our taxes, our tax burden is just not that high, at least not the burden from Washington.
You made a point in your article that it might not be so much what we pay as how much we think we're getting for what we pay.
Yeah, I think that's the real point worth making is that, people don't object to paying taxes by and large if they feel they're getting a fair deal. In other words, they're getting their money's worth for taxes, and I think that's really the problem.
Well, you know, we did some research on that in this fall, and we asked this question in one of our weekly online polls. We said, with the tax filing extension date coming this week, this would have been the first week of October. We asked this question: how do you feel about the taxes you pay? 69%, say almost 70%, said we pay too much in taxes, especially for what we get.
Well, that's the rub. So when
7
you pay
out of 10.
Taxes and you see a Congress can't get anything done, you see problems that the government can't address, you feel like, well, I mean, I'd rather just have that money for myself. One other important point, Jim, people don't always, in their minds, split up their tax burden between what they pay to Washington, what they pay to their state they live in, what
right.
they pay to their local municipality, and then what they pay in property taxes.
Right.
So there are lots of different types of taxes. The one that has really been going up and for many people is property tax.
Right, exactly.
The recession just hit a lot of states. Their tax revenues went down.
Well, and property values have gone down for the first time in a long time, maybe ever. Assessed values are higher than the market value.
Right, and that's a problem. So, when you put it all together, absolutely. Some people do face a tax burden, 30%, 40%, even 50% if you're really wealthy. But you have to break down where that comes from. And, of course, you have to, it's not easy to try to say, well, I want to get a better deal here, but I got to target, how am I supposed to think about this? At least four different places I have to think about.
Well, and Rick, for my audience, the people who respond to my polls, they're small business owners. So they have a little bit of a more granular, a little more knowledgeable, multifaceted perspective on taxes than the average worker does, who just has taxes taken out of their pay. Many small business owners are still waiting on Congress to renew the Section 179 direct expensing allowance.
They got
deals on the table that they don't know how much it's going to cost them because they won't pass that. Also, the R&D funding, our tax credit, has not been reapproved.
Well, you can go down the list here. I mean, one of the biggest problems every business of every size has with the government is we don't know what's coming next year. I mean, we've got it into this super short-term planning cycle. So businesses just have to plan for the unexpected instead of that's a cost to every business, and that in itself is holding back the economy and probably costing us jobs.
There's no question about it.
If you run a small business, you probably also feel I'm getting too much for my money because I got regulators coming at me from every direction. I mean,
don't help me. Don't help me so much. I could use a little bit less face time with the government. Yeah. That's exactly what they're saying. No more face time. Rick Newman, ladies and gentlemen, and I will be right back. It's 2012. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.